question. I studied Sanskrit and I find that sometimes in Prabhupada gives the word-to-word translation of certain Sanskrit words.
Mm.
Those translations are often not found in any dictionaries.
Yeah, I also asked my grandparents as well, who are also Sanskrit.
They also say that, my grandparents who are Sanskrit scholars also say that these translations are not so precise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada was not a person who focused on technical precision.
Mm-hmm.
He's a person who focused on essential conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one time, impersonalist, a Mayavadi teacher, Mayavadi person, he came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, in this verse, Krishna doesn't say Maam anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna doesn't say Ah, there is no Maam, there is no Krishna here, but you have put Krishna here.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? How can you put Krishna when there is no Krishna in the verse? Mm-hmm. So then Prabhupada immediately, he replied, he quoted the translation of a famous, or the translation commentary of a famous impersonalist. 9.34 is the verse, Man mana bhav mad bhakto, madhyaji maam namaskuru, maam evaishis yukto eva, atmana mat parayana. So, ma, man, these variations of me come 6 times
mm-hmm.
in that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And yet in that verse, the impersonalist says that, actually it is not to Krishna we have to surrender, we have to surrender the unborn within Krishna. So, the Prabhupada says that, you impersonalists have removed Krishna where he is there.
Mm-hmm.
So to counter that, I have put Krishna where he is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So the point which Prabhupada makes is that he stresses essential conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And in his stress of essential conclusions, he does not give a lot of stress on technical precision.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that way, if Srila Prabhupada had any malafide intention, then, if at all he had, then he could have very well just given the English translation and purport, not given the Sanskrit, or if at all he wanted to do that, he could have avoided the word to word. Now, Prabhupada knew that by giving the word to word, he's attracting attention there. And what to speak of his word to word not matching with standard Sanskrit dictionary. Sometimes his word to word may not match even with the translation that he gives.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Prabhupada translate a word a particular way in his word to word, and then when he goes into translation, he may not use that translation at all, he may use something else.
Yeah.
That means, if Prabhupada really wanted to do something underhanded, then he could have avoided the possibility of suspicion by just not giving the word to word translation.
Yeah, exactly.
But he gives the word to word translation. Therefore, what is he doing by that? He's provoking us to think.
Mm-hmm.
Provoking us to think. That means, every acharya writes eternal message, but an eternal message is presented with a particular strategy to a particular audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, Prabhupada wrote in the last years of his life, towards the last years of his life, and Prabhupada wrote to an audience that was largely materialistic,
mm-hmm.
that most of whom would not even consider reading a spiritual book.
Mm-hmm.
What to speak of scrutinizingly go through the word-to-word translation of everything and to understand the technical flow of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Prabhupada says in one lecture that his goal is, the way he has presented his purport is, that any page anyone opens in my books, that person will find the essential conclusion there in that one page.
Mm-hmm.
So Prabhupada's strategy is compassionate. That people are lost in material existence, and even that whatever they read, they should get the essential message. So that essential conclusive message, Prabhupada stresses on everywhere. And Prabhupada himself told us that we can read previous acharya's commentaries also. So if we want to understand the technical precision of the Gita, there are many devotees who have given systematic classes on the Gita. We can hear those classes. Nowadays, if you want to go deeper, there are previous acharya's commentaries also which have been translated.
Mm-hmm.
So that also you can understand the technical precision of the Gita. So,
because I understand that